Hello, everybody out there in Battleground. This is Steve. I'm a coach on the in the Battleground, and I do these 20-minute podcasts, you know, a couple of times a month. I've had 40 years, four businesses, built them all, sold them all, and I just figured it all out. So I'm going to tell you one of the biggest things that I learned over my 40-year career that helped the most, and that's called change. And change is a crazy thing. It is fucking hard, man. You either got to decide, you know, am I going to change or stay the same? Because the only constant in life, the only thing that's going to crop up over and over is shit is going to change. And you better go with it or you will be screwed. So think back when you were in grade school. Weren't you excited to go to high school? And then you got to your senior year. You couldn't wait to get out. You wanted another change. Then some of us went to college. Same deal. The first couple of years are exciting as hell. And then the last year, you know, you get senioritis and you want to get out. Then you go to the workforce and you get job after job until you figure out what you're going to do in life, which in your case probably is building your own business right here. And then that requires a shit ton of change. In fact, all entrepreneurship is a never-ending classroom where you get to constantly learn and constantly improve. And if you don't do those two things, you're screwing yourself. You're going to get left behind. You're probably already getting left behind right now because you wouldn't be listening to me if you didn't get left behind. Think about your relationships. Like if you have kids, particularly if you have adult kids, your relationship with a 10-year-old, a 5-year-old child, a 10-year-old child, a 15, a 20, a 25, a 30-year-old child, they're all totally different. And you got to be cool changing all the way. I mean, think about it. If your kid's 5 and he's about to touch the hot flame on the stove, you're going to smack his ass or pull him off, you know, jerk him away from the stove. But if he's 25, you're going to go, okay, go for it, you know? But that's you as a person changing to your environment. You don't have 5-year-old kids anymore. You got 25-year-old kids. And so everything's different. Same with your wife. That relationship changes too. And all your employees, everybody you spend time with, we all have to change. Darwin, when he discovered that Galapagos Islands, he just found animals running wild on this island that have been unvisited by anyone else. In other words, not influenced by the outside world. And they were been on this island for millions of years. And he did a study and he figured out the ones that are left today weren't the strongest and the biggest and the baddest and the fastest. They were actually the animals that could adapt, that could change with the environment. And those are the strongest people to make the survive. And this island is just like your business. You have to adapt and you have to change. Because guess what? You, the owner, if you're the owner of this business, you're the biggest single determining factor in how well your business done. You can drag it down. You can stay the same and never change. Or you can change and help your business grow alongside of you. Okay? So ask yourself right now, am I a problem for my business or not a problem for my business? I knew when I kept bumping into the 900,000 for gross sales, I wanted to do $1 million. But I knew I was the problem. I was the owner. I was a salesman. I was a freaking everything. And I knew I kept bumping in 916, 970, 950. I'm like, why the hell can't I break $1 million? And I figured it was me. I got to change something. So I went and learned sales, which ultimately turned into this entire Shin Fu that I came up with 10 or 15 years ago. And that changed everything in business. It changed everything in life, but I'm trying to focus right now on the business. So in order for me to break $1 million, I had to go change. So I went and learned a different way to sell. And guess what happened the very next year? Bam, $1 million. So it can also make you rich, but not just financially. It will make you rich as a person. It will make you rich in all the categories that are important, like purpose, like happiness, like trying to live in the freaking moment, like helping your employees grow, helping your kids grow, helping your relationship with your wife grow. All that shit comes when you grow and change as a person. You just got to determine what you want to do. You got to kind of pick your pain. And here's the deal. You can either stay the same, Do you really want the same life that you have now? You're listening to me because you're searching for something else. Or do you want to go through the pain of change so when you pop out the other side, you're a lot better of a person and more able and more equipped to handle running a real freaking business? Just take the first thing we do when you come into the battleground. We ask you to do a bunch of role playing. In other words, contractors call up contractors. One plays a contractor, the other plays a client, and then they swap. And they just pretend that they want to buy and sell to each other. And role playing is so hard. When I first started it, it killed me. Then, before you know it, I'm doing it live on stage in front of hundreds of people with the phone in my hand up to the microphone, doing it publicly. I'm playing not just role playing, but having real conversations with clients. But the way you get really good at a good conversation is you practice with somebody about having a good conversation. So when the bullets are flying, the right words come out of your mouth. So here's the deal. With the role playing, it's painful. You feel like you're in first grade. It's embarrassing. Everybody fucking hates it. But if you could pop out a true wordsmith, I mean a true salesman on the other side, suppose you go through a year of shit, 1,000 role plays, 500 role plays, but now you're an expert, the rest of your life is going to be so totally different. It will shock you. I'll give you an example. I'm like everybody else. I have fight or flight. You know, if you cut me off, it's like, hey, fuck you. If, you know, in traffic, if you scream at me or come at me, the hair on the back of my neck stands up and I get in fight mode and I want to fight you. Well, let me tell you what I learned. I learned how to control my mind, literally. And what that really means, how I'm defining it, is my brain is telling me to do one thing, just punch this guy out. But also, I'm able to stop and go, now, wait a minute, that's probably not the best solution. Let me think about what is the best solution and present that. For instance, if you could, if every interaction with every human being you ever run up against for the rest of your life, if when they talk, and this is what the super smart people do, when they say something or talk to you or engage in you in any way, if you could just take a second, like a half a second, because your brain works pretty fast, and think about a couple of responses. And generally, the first response you want to just bark out is not the right response. It's a reasoned, well thought out second or third response. I got a mentor, a friend of mine, and I always thought he was slow at first because every time we talked and answered, he would always take a split second, like an unnatural split second to answer me. But what he's doing is exactly what I'm suggesting. And this is one of the places I got it from. He's just trying to go over his responses so he gives you the best response. So think about this. For the rest of your life, if you were able to give your best response, not the first response, but the best response to every interaction, on your deathbed at the end, how much better would your life be? Ask yourself that question. And the answer is immeasurably. And I'll give you a real life example. There was a guy one time, I started a lighting company. Well, I had a pond company. I started to add outdoor lighting. And there was a big outdoor lighting company up here and who does, you know, way more than I could ever dream of just in the outdoor lighting business. And remember, this is an add-on business to my pond business, because we do a lot of low voltage lighting anyways. And he calls me up one day and starts screaming at me at the phone. Now, he's not a real friend, but his acquaintance, another business owner, and I know the guy. He starts screaming at me that, Steve, I went to your website. I saw the pictures that you have on your lighting page, and you stole them from me. They're not even your projects. They're my projects. How dare you do that? And he just went off. Now, normally, and at first, I get in fight mode, the hair on the back of my neck. I just want to go, hey, buddy, screw off. You can't call me up and talk to me like this. I just want to argue back with him. But you know what I did instead? I'm like, okay, while he's yelling, I calmed myself down. He's still screaming on the phone. And I told myself, I said, Steve, you are actually a professional wordsmith. Right now, you surely can come up with the right set of words to flow out of your mouth to calm this fucking idiot down. Because he's just launching. See, he's just reacting. He's not responding at all. See, when you react to someone else's bullshit, you're their slave. They got you. But when you take a minute and you think and you actually respond, now they're your slave. Now you have the dominant position in that conversation. So just think about that. Anyways, he's screaming at me and I'm like, this fucking guy, he gave me these pictures. And the backstory is quickly, just so you know, I took him out to lunch a couple of years early and said, hey, I'm about to start a new division and I know we're going to bump into each other. So here's what I like to do. When I get calls for these big jobs, that's too big for me. I'll give them all to you. Just do a good job. And if you get the little jobs that you don't want to mess with because you're not geared up for that, you give me the little jobs. He thought that was fantastic. And by the way, I've been to his house and I fixed his own pond up, and he's been to my house and he did a lighting seminar with, you know, the manufacturer, you know, 10 years earlier at my home. So he knows me. But so now he's screaming at me. And I just said, okay, Steve, what can you say? And I said, Mark, let me ask you one question. What could I possibly do right now to make things right with you? You take those fucking pictures off your website. And I'm like, okay, if I can have all that done, say in the next hour or two, is that good enough? Well, yeah, that'd be great. That'd be great. Okay, I'll make that happen and I'll send you an email or call you back or something like that. I will let you know when it's all down. Okay, is there anything else? Anything else I've messed up? No, get those pictures down. I can't believe it. Well, I go back. Of course, I make all that, the pictures go away, and I send them an email and say, Mark, I'm sorry about all the confusion. The pictures are gone. You know, we'll never have to deal with each other again. By the way, I have attached the email that you sent me 2 years before that has all the pictures in it and your words saying, hey, Steve, I didn't say all this, but he can read it. Hey, Steve, good luck with your new venture. I hope we can really kill it together. Here's a bunch of pictures. Use all you want. That was his email that I attached and sent it back. So now he knows, oh, I did fuck up.
Fighters, for a limited time, we've made two of our most impactful courses into one game-changing bundle, Shinfu Sales Training and Foundations. Shinfu Sales Training equips home improvement contractors with a proven five-step process, expert-led video instruction, and invaluable tools to confidently help you navigate your sales, eliminate the time-wasting, unqualified prospects, and secure ideal clients for sustained business success. Then you get Foundations. This is the heavy artillery. This is the big guns here. The foundational business training course that every contractor needs to be more successful. So listen, this is two power pack programs for one great price of only $499 for you right now. Unleash your potential to grow. You're 3 feet from gold. You're not far from the success that you want. So go crush the competition at thecontractorfight.com/turkey. It's time to take charge and dominate.
And the truth of the matter is, I don't know if the guy had a bad year because he's screaming at me in like December, right? And this is a year ago. And I don't know, he just decided to like lash out at me because he's having, I guess, a shitty year. I have no idea. And then, you know, he emailed or called me back and said, Steve, basically, he says, Steve, I really apologize. I thank you for taking care of everything immediately. And I think we'll just keep it like this, but I apologize. I kind of went off and I probably shouldn't because I did give you all the pictures. And I'm like, no worries. But the point is, because I wanted to break $1 million, I needed to become a better salesman. What I became was a better wordsmith. What I gained was a hell of a lot more confidence in dealing with everyday life situations. And that led me to be able to actually control, calm myself down, and say the right words. It is never, ever, ever what you say to people. It is how you say it. I can ask people to open up their bank accounts and show me the money because they know it's not what I'm saying. It's how I'm saying. Nobody else would ever do that to another soul on this planet. But they know if they show me where they're starting from, this is all the money I got, I can show them how to double, triple, 10x, 20x, 1000x that money. But I got to know where you're starting from. So they know my heart's in the right place. So two things gave me this kind of confidence in my life. The other was dancing. Now, understand, I started dancing when I was 60. I never danced sober until that time, 60, because I was so full of self-judgment. To dance with my wife at a wedding, I had to have four beers to lubricate myself just so I can get out there and make a fool of myself, because that's what I think of myself dancing. You're a fool, right? You probably think the same thing too, unless you're a dancer and there's not too many of us around. But once I went out and I learned this dance called West Coast Swing and I became pretty goddamn good at it, now I go into these ballrooms and have 30, 40, 50 people that are looking forward to dance with me every single night. I go into cities. I don't even know a soul. I just look up the local West Coast Swing dance. I walk into a room of people I don't even know, and I have a blast because I know two things. I know how to dance, and I know how to talk with the Shin Fu. And both of those things combined gives me the utmost amount of confidence in life that you cannot believe it. So if you're here to fix your business and learn this kinds of things that we're teaching you, you know what? The first thing that happens is your business starts to get fixed. But what you don't see happening, but really is, and the most important change is that you as a person, as a human being, are changing. And it's making your life immeasurably better. I hope I said that all right. Immeasurably better. Something still doesn't sound right. But the point is, it's a better fucking life with more confidence, more skills than not. And so you got to go, do I want to just stay right here? Or do I want to endure the pain? Do I want to learn the Shin Fu? Do I want to learn how to dance? And both those goddamn things took me years and a lot of pain, a lot of embarrassment. It was hard, fucking hard. My God, I can't even tell you how happy I am now. I'm retired. You talk about the biggest change in life. Wait till your ass retires and you got no more dragons to slay and you're bored out of your mind and you don't have any purpose in life. You're fumbling around. What the fuck are you going to do? You worked your whole life to get to this place where you're supposed to be excited. You're supposed to like be in your golden years. You're supposed to have happiness. You're supposed to have joy. It's nothing but a party all day long. And you find yourself fucking miserable because really what you're seeking is interaction with other human beings. And if you have confidence and skills, your interactions with other human beings is going to be 1,000 times better than not. What do you have to lose? A new life. That's what you have to lose. Think about it as I'm trying to learn and grow as a person. So I'm constantly creating a new, better life for not just myself, but everybody around me. Do you really want the old life? Do you really want the crap you're sitting in now? This is called change, baby. You're on the island. You're freaking, you know, environments are changing. Are you adapting and changing with them? Are you learning? Are you growing? I retired 1 year ago from right now. I read 26 books. Most of them are self-help books. A lot of them are still business books. It excites me, that shit. I'm still learning. I picked up archery last year, 1 year ago. I even flew down to Gainesville, Florida, because I saw a guy who won 2 silver medals for the United States. And I just emailed him. I said, look, hey, I'm brand new. You won 2 goddamn medals. You know, can you just dump everything you know into me? I'll fly to your city for days. And I did. I flew to Gainesville, Florida, spent 3 days with this awesome archer, one of the best in the world. And we just shot arrows all day. And he just talked to me. And now I got a pretty good foundation. Could you imagine if starting your business, you went and learned what you need to learn from the best of the best? This is how it's done. And the other thing is, I can make these opportunities happen. It's a plane ticket. It's a car rental. It's a hotel. It's, I don't know what I spent, probably $2,000 for 3 days in Gainesville, just flying down there and back. But I don't care. I did a good job in business. And that's where you want to be. You want to make sure that, you know, let me tell you something. You're going to have a shit ton of problems for the rest of your life. You are a shit ton of them. Here's the one let's fix this now. Let's fix the money ones. How about that? Change enough so you can fix the money problems. Think about how many problems did you have that were attached in any way, shape, or form to money just in the last 12 months? Think about all your problems. For most of us, 90% of our problems were attached somehow to money. I had a shit ton of problems last year. I've had a shit ton of problems for the last 30 years. But not one of them was ever a money problem. And I got to tell you, that is so liberating that I can take a massive chunk of my problem and make them go away. I mean, if you have a problem and you can cut a check and make the problem go away, you don't have a problem. Your car dies. It's going to the dealership. Stroke a check. 80 grand. Here, I'll take that car. That's an awesome car. That's my goal for you, is to never have another fucking money problem. But you, I'm not giving you my money. You go out and it just change. You'll get to the point in your business where it's going to be a money-making cash machine. You're not going to be able to stop the flow of money to you, even if you wanted to. This is the type of change I'm talking about. I think it was Tony Robbins. He basically said that this life of an entrepreneur is just a lifetime of school, a lifetime of learning, adapting and changing. That's all it is. I mean, Jesus Christ, if you're of any age whatsoever, if you're even 45 years old, you remember the days in business, if you've been in business 20 years, it was all yellow pages. My God, what is it now? Google? I mean, all the shit you had to learn and change? We didn't have cell phones back there. We got all the shit we had to change? Great, we went from reel to reel to 8-track tapes to cassette tapes to CDs to MP3s, and now it's just on your goddamn phone. I mean, look at all that change. And do you have a phone in your hand now, or are you still looking for your yellow pages because you never changed? That's what I'm talking about. I love this shit. I just love this shit. Hey, listen, I'm just giving it to you straight. This is just how it's affected my life. I see the hundreds of people in the battleground, the ones that put the effort in to change. My God, they just come up and they go, Steve, I thought I came for business, but I'm here for life. My life is so much better. And it's hard. It's goddamn hard. And it's better to do it with other people who are struggling just like you than by yourself. So you decide. You want a new life? You want to change? Or do you want the same old shit you got right now? Choice is yours. Till next time, this is Steve, man. Go out and kill it. Make that shit happen.